Welcome back, y'all. Romy's in the hospital, playing with his brand new newborn, texting me on how to fix the equipment. I love it, man. Thanks, Romy. Hey, it's Rosie on the House. We're broadcasting live this morning, celebrating Amanda's delivery of Rosamund Claude Romero IV last night at 3 a.m. We're here answering questions. Anything having to do with your house, home, castle, or cabin, you can give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. We'll be at the Maricopa County Home and Garden Show all day today, giving demonstrations at the Sanderson Lincoln stage. One of the things we'll be talking about is the 10 things homeowners do wrong. And I'll cover a couple of those right now as the callers that are calling in, we find out who they are and what they'd like to know. The first thing homeowners do wrong is their air filtration for their home, the air conditioning unit. They have the spun fiberglass filters that you can buy on sale many times for less than a buck a piece. I want to tell you that that fiberglass filter isn't doing one thing to filter anything out that's harmful for you to breathe or improve your indoor air quality. It is the very minimum you would ever want to use as far as protecting your equipment. If you could look inside the inside of your air conditioning unit, it looks a little bit like the radiator at the front of your car. There are very thin fins separated by a very thin layer of air that the air must pass through to get the cooling and or the heating that you're trying to accomplish. Now, as air moves through those fins, it creates static electricity. The static electricity pulls the particles out of the air, and anything that has made it past the filter ends up getting stuck on this radiator, the thing that we call the coil. And as the dust accumulates on that coil, you're actually beginning to suffocate your equipment. You're actually asking a marathon runner to actually do a marathon and run, but only breathe through a straw, okay? So I don't like those spun fiberglass filters. The next step up are these ones that are called washable and or permanent. You can spend anywhere. I was talking to a man down here at the home show yesterday. He said, Rosie, I just spent $180 on permanent washable air filters. Throw them out. Don't use them. They work so well that they actually do the same thing. They start smothering your unit. And the problem with them is you don't have the equipment as a homeowner to properly clean those. And they work, they are such a good filter that generally after about 72 hours, 3 or 4 days, they have caught so much dirt that, again, they're suffocating your equipment. So are you disciplined enough to take that thing down and wash it? You need a pressure washer. You need hot steam. You need to clean it completely. You need to treat it with bacteria static soap. Rinse it real well and put it back in place. Do you really want that kind of a maintenance thing? So I'm not a big believer in those permanent filters, the washable filters. So we've eliminated the spun fiberglass filters. We've eliminated the washable filters. So what does that leave? That leaves the paper pleated filters, which I'm a big fan of. A 1-inch paper pleated filter is going to cost you about $4 or $5. And I would encourage you, generally speaking, to change it every single time you write the check to your utility company. Whether it's Tucson Electric, APS, SRP, whoever it is, every time you write that check to pay your utility bill, change the air filter. And you will be amazed at what that will do just for the inside cleanliness of your house if you generally keep your other doors and windows pretty well closed and tight. So there you go. That's one thing homeowners do wrong is they don't replace the air filter often enough, and they're using the wrong air filter. Let's go to Margie and Mesa so we don't have to make her wake through top of the hour news and see if we can get her question and answer in real quick here in this hour. Good morning, Margie.
Good morning. We live in a zero lot line home.
Okay.
Which means that we share a wall.
Okay.
With our neighbor. Our houses were built in 1984, and I'm wondering what kind of soundproofing was put into the homes, and if that can be replaced or increased somehow.
There are lots of things we can do to drive up the acoustic value of a shared wall with a neighbor. Do you have any idea? I imagine that's a masonry wall.
They're stucco. That's what you mean.
the wall in between your two neighbors, the stucco wall?
Oh, I have no idea. I don't have any idea because that's part of our home, you know, where you could get up into the attic is a flat roof. And my husband and I would have a difficult time crawling in there to see.
I tell you what I would do. And where in Arizona are you?
Mesa.
In Mesa. I tell you what I want you to do. I want you to call Banker Insulation and have them come out and do a free analysis on what they can do to acoustically insulate that wall. There are about five or six different things I could recommend and refer you to, but it all depends on what that wall is made of. So just give Banker a call. They'll come out and they'll do you a free analysis. Tell them Rosie asked you to give them a ring, okay?
And I'm Banker. That's like, you know, B-A-N-K-E-R.
B-A-N-K-E-R, Banker Insulation.
Okay, and they are in Mesa?
They are. They actually serve the entire state of Arizona, but they office right here in Phoenix. They've got offices in Cottonwood and Tucson as well. But give them a ring, Margie, and they'll get you taken care of. I appreciate it. Hey, we're going to be breaking for top of the hour news right now. I see that Don's on hold. Don, I'm not going to have time to reach you now, but I promise you'll be the first caller we take in the next hour. And the top of the hour is a great opportunity for you to get on hold as well. We do have an open line at 1-888-767-4348. Broadcasting live from University of Phoenix Stadium for the Maricopa County Home and Garden Show. Come on out. We'll be here all day long. We'll be right back. It's Rosie on the House.
Call the Cajun Carpenters now at 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
My name.